Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands, give God the glory. That was an awesome ministration. Go ahead right now, give Jesus glory. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted up. Begin to speak in the spirit. Ayadaya koda kivida kasusu marakashka. Honor and glory and dominion and power belongs to Christ. Go ahead, come on, lift your voice and let me hear the authority the kingdom have vested in you. Suma da kadima rodoko piya haria. Father, we honor you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your goodness. You are God alone, not God by yourself. This morning we will give thanks with remembrance that you have been extremely kind and good to us. We slept like dead people. Everybody here slept like a dead person. But we woke up and you have been our stay and salvation. How excellent is your name in all the earth. Thank you for the air we breathe, for the food we eat, for the water. Thank you for your provisions from January till now. Your faithfulness is enormous. The people who have died, we are not more than them. Neither are they more than us. Your grace have distinguished us from them. We want to thank you for that grace. Father, we want to even further thank you for your faithfulness to the cross, for the sacrifice of our redemption, Christ Jesus, the Savior of the world. I want to thank you for the blood of atonement, the sacrifice of Golgotha cross, what has translated us from the domain of darkness and set us apart as children of God. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us that we should be called the children of God. Thank you for your goodness. And when we are giving thanks, we cannot overlook the numerous timely interventions you have delivered us from. The newsome pestilence and the arrow that flies by day. 1,000 fell on our side and 10,000 at our right. It did not come nigh us. It is not by our smartness and articulate intelligence, but your grace is still working. The grace is still working. I stand here to ascribe all the honor and the glory to you and you alone. How excellent is your love. You are majestic, you are articulate, you are God, you are vivacious, you are splendiferous, you are stupendous, you are God, you are God by yourself. Thank you for your faithfulness. We give you all the glory. Within this very short space of time, I pray that you will lay your kindness upon us and reveal to us your engrafted word that is able to save our souls. Help us. That when you appear in your glory, we will not be cast away. Help us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Help us. Help us and our households to distinguish ourselves and to make very, very reasonable use of the grace that is free. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I rebuke the order of the enemy. Silence evil. In Jesus' name, grow mightily and prevail. Word of God. Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout a good amen. Come on, clap your hands. Good morning to all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Give God, give Jesus a celebration this morning. Hallelujah. We are live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all its sister stations across the nation. We are live in Cape Coast on Sweet Memories, in Tamale on Sweet Flow, in Wa on Sweet Harmony, in the Boga on Sweet Hearts, in Sunyai we are live on Sweet Reflections, we're live on Vision 193.5 FM, we are live on Buen 88.7, we are live this morning on Onia Television, Amansan Television, Facebook Live, YouTube Podcast. My name is Kofi Odrew. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down on this particular service. Wanting to let you know that Alabaster International Ministry is the ministry that is bringing you this live broadcast service. I give God the glory on this 28th day of April 2024. It is the last Sunday of this month. God has been extremely faithful to us. A foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21, whilst we are still standing for the reading of God's word. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which also Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. We require to see Jesus. This is so profound. I started 3 weeks ago a series that I captioned High Calling, and I derived the explorative scripture from Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 14. The Bible said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. And as a matter of fact, when you look in verse number 10, where the Bible was talking about that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death, he goes further and says, if by any means that I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, he goes also and say, not as though I have already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. And then in 13 verses, he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of a high calling. And here I was talking to you about Genesis chapter number 14 and verse number 14, that there were 318 men, born and trained men in the house of Abraham. He did not need warriors from the army to fight for him, for land, for territory, for dominion, for notoriety, and for inheritance. These men were born and trained. And I said to you that every high calling requires or must have a prerequisite of training. And here I'm talking to you on the sphere of Christian training. Ladies and gentlemen, you are living in the end time, and without training, just like a nurse or a doctor, without training, you will be a total flaw and flop to whatsoever you are doing. This is the very reason why so many people are praying and they fast a lot, they so seize, they pay their tithe, and so don't see the glory of God. Because, you know, the Bible said, for us a novice, when he was talking to us about a man of God in 2 Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1, the Bible said, if a man desires it's 1 Timothy then. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse number 1. It's a true saying that if a man desires the office of a bishop, he desired a good work. Yeah, he says in it is required of a bishop to be of a blameless work. A bishop must be blameless, a husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, good behavior, given to hospitality, up to teach. And then he said, not given to wine, not a striker, not greedy or filthy liquor, but patient, not a broiler, not covetous. He goes further, he said, one that ruleth his own house very well, having his children in gravity or subjection with all gravity. He goes further and said, for if a man, watch this, if a man knows not how to rule well his own house, how shall he then take care of the church of God? Then he makes a very strong submission. He said, not a novice. In another version, in this particular verse, he said, he must be mature in faith, so that he will not swell up in pride and be condemned, as the devil was. In other words, the devil was in that particular sphere carried away with arrogance and pride. Watch this, we're dealing with something. Another version of this particular verse, he said, he must not be a new convert, somebody who stands up to be able to present the unadulterated, undiluted word of God. He must not be a newcomer. In the NLT version of the Bible, look at this carefully. He said, an elder must not be a new believer. In the Message version of the Bible, he must not be a new believer as well, lest his position go to his head and the devil strip him up. So he must not be a novice. So then the person that is called a born again believer must be trained, perfectly trained, polished, refined. Yeah. If a person comes to Alabaster International Ministry and picks up a wife, that person must be able to go out and distinguish themselves as a trained, refined person, not just a woman that is prayerful and just, you know, sculpted in the word of the Lord and all that. Because oftentimes, ladies and gentlemen, people are heavenly good, but utterly no relevance and significant. Heavenly good. They are believers. They, you know, if Jesus look upon the earth, he will be so amazed about them. But utterly, they are of no relevance. So we pray in tongues, we speak, we make a lot of noise, but we are of no relevance to the nation. Yeah, we are of no relevance to the nation. So I'm talking to you about a balanced Christianity. Yeah. And so the other day the Bible said if he was saying that a man's life does not contain in the abundance of things that he possesses. In other words, your life does not contain in the car you drive, where you live, the name you have made, the degrees you have. Yeah, a man's life does not contain in the abundance of things that he possesses. So thank God for where you live and the things you've been able to achieve for yourself and all that, but it does not really make you anybody. Before God, the things that we rate as weightier is frivolous, it's loose, it's nothing. And so Paul said that I count all things but dung that I may win Christ. I count all things as nothing. And he uses the word dung, and that is one of the very few, if not the only place in the scriptures where the Bible is using the word dung. I count all things but the loss for the excellency of the knowledge of the Son of God, Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I do count them as dung. In another version, look at how he puts this particular verse of scripture. I reckon everything as complete loss for the sake of what is so much more valuable, rather, the knowledge of the Son of God, Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have thrown everything away, and I consider all things a mere garbage, so that I may win or gain Christ. Count all things but dung. You know, when I talk to you about things like you may not look at it. When the person that did not know what Gahwana Hunus in Nipanokura was away. Yeah, on Zere. Yeah. Nipanokura on Zere. On Zere. It's so interesting. I'm going to ask you to take your seats and allow me to build that. That was a lovely praise and worship. You may be seated in the presence of God. Pray for me. I have a very heavy assignment this morning, but I have limited time. And so pray for me so I can be able to drop it in a way that everyone can be able to understand it, including the soul of the nation. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about four kingdoms. As a matter of fact, we interact on our everyday life with four different kingdoms. Possibly you have not taken note, but the truth of the matter is that when you wake up in the morning, there are four kingdoms that are in interaction with you. The first is the kingdom of God. And the Bible talks about it in Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 33. The Bible says very clearly, he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so then he is making a public acknowledgement that God has a kingdom. That word kingdom are two English words put together. He makes a submission here, and he is talking to us very clear and interestingly. Listen to this carefully. That is the word, you know, a king in his domain, or a king who lives within a domain. Two words put together, a king and domain, matched together to be a kingdom. He's saying that God has a kingdom. When you go to Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 8, Jesus makes another public acknowledgement or announcement that the devil has a kingdom. He says again, the devil taken, you know, him too. As a matter of fact, when you look at this particular one, I will go down to the kingdom of thee, because he's revealing here the kingdoms of this world. Again, the devil taken him to an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of this world. Can you help the baby for me? The kingdoms of this world and the glory of them. The world has kingdoms. And you see, it's in these kingdoms that the Bible talks to us about the empires, the Songhai empires, the Mali empire. The Mali empire was one of the most wealthiest empires. Mansa Musa, apart from Solomon, is the most richest African that nobody has broken his record. He made so much wealth in his travel to, when he was traveling to Mecca and made a stopover in Egypt and stayed there for 3 months. Egypt became the wealthiest nation because only one person was in that place. The kingdoms of this world. Have you forgotten so much, so soon about the USSR? Have you forgotten about the Commonwealth and the British Empire? Have you forgotten about kingdoms that rose up? And this should be able to be speaking to us when we talk about the kingdoms of this world. When Nkrumah was a showboy and everybody, talked about Kwame Nkrumah, nobody could imagine and envisage that a time will come in the history of this country that Nkrumah will not have even one seat in the parliament of Ghana. The kingdoms of this world. The world has kingdoms and is fleeting kingdoms. It passes away. Too soon the world has forgotten about Julius Caesar and Plato and Socrates, and we have forgotten too fast about, Christian Churchill, and forgotten too quick about people who rule the world like Ramesses the First, the Second, the Third, and Fourth. We have forgotten too quick about Cleopatra and people like that. We have forgotten too fast about people who rule the world and who are too much power and dominion, and they Sumankuru, people like that, who commanded the world. Have you forgotten too much about the time where Africa was an envy and people traveled to Africa and they came and visited us, and the white man looked at this particular continent and was so amazed. The kingdoms of this world was a show. When we look at young Africans who were doing amazing, like Patrice Lumumba, like Jomo Kenyatta, Julius Nyerere, like young Africans who, politicians and leaders that rule their time, like Ofebuanye, like Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, like Nelson Mandela, like Kenneth Kaunda, like Jomo Kenyatta, like Julius Nyerere, like people like Haile Selassie, who was even looked at like a god, a demigod. The kingdoms of this world. Interestingly, when the Bible started talking, in Matthew chapter number 12, and he was making a submission from verse number 26, he made a submission, and he said, and if Satan cast out Satan, his kingdom is divided, and his kingdom cannot stand. So Jesus is making a clear submission that Satan has a kingdom. And at this moment, that kingdom is standing. In Daniel chapter 12, verse number 4, and verse, Daniel chapter number 4, verse number 17, rather, you see something here. He said, this matter is by the decree of the watchers and demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. So the first is the kingdom of God, the second is the kingdom of this world, the third is the kingdom of the devil or Satan, and the last one is the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, my wife is by name Rita Ham. In the kingdom of men, when I marry a woman, I can remove her father's name and put my name on her. In the kingdom of men, if I need money in a bank, I need to write on a piece of paper the amount and put my seal or signature on it and give to the banker to release the exchequer, to release my funds from the bank. This is how it works in the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, when I am of a new age, I will have to declare that it's my birthday, and therefore everybody shall celebrate me. That is how it works in the kingdom of men. If I need a wife, I need to go to her father and pay her bride price for her to be released to me as my bride or my wife. This is how it works in the kingdom of men. There are things that work in the kingdom of men that they have structured in their own way, very interesting. That works in the kingdom of men. In the kingdom of men, you know, when a person lives to a particular point in his life, he dies. In other words, nobody is indispensable. A man has a time to be born and a time to die. And it doesn't matter how great you become and all that, they can keep your body for 500 years, you are still dead. It's in the kingdom of men. So they can keep the mummies and say that his flesh and body was, you know, here intact with him and all that kind of thing. But the past person is still a skeletal being in the kingdom of man. In the kingdom of man, God gives everybody giftings. Some sing, some dance, some act, some preach, some, creators of opportunity and jobs and businesses and all that. This is how it works in the kingdom of man. In the kingdom of men, a person can be up today and down tomorrow. But I found things very interestingly in the kingdom of men. As a matter of fact, Jesus even looked at all those things and then made certain submission or remarks or comments about them. Our brother Koda passed on possibly last Sunday. It's been 1 week now. This man is a very gifted person. Plays the piano well, he plays the guitar, all the guitars. Acoustic, rhythm, lead, bass guitar. He plays it so well. He plays other instruments. He's a composer, arranger, and all that. There are, when Koda passed on Sunday after second service, you know, we were with a team whilst we were going and running through our training. I just, you know, flipped my phone and the news that were coming on the phone were interesting news. So I asked my wife, well, what is happening on the internet? And why are they saying that Koda is passed on? Check from very reliable sources like Peace FM, United Television, and all that. Truly, the information was true. But what shocks me is not the passing of Koda. I mean, we are all bound to die. That does not shock me at all. His age does not show 45. The Bible said in Job chapter number 14 and verse number 5, he said, he has set your boundaries and he has determined the number of the months you will live upon the earth. Yeah, and you will never pass it when the time comes. In other words, you know, some will be 70, others will be 40, others will be 25, others will be 15, others will be 125, and all that. Nobody knows when they are going to die. This is why the Bible said, as an evil net catches men, as birds and fishes on an evil day, that is the same way that man does not also know his time. In other words, you don't know that you are going to be history tomorrow morning. We wake up full of life. We are like the flowers that rises up in the morning. By evening, we are history already. So his passing does not shock me at all, because we are all like, I had a crusade yesterday at Pokwase under the bridge. And whilst we were having the crusade, I saw a phenomenon of, Aboboya Mahama Kambu or whatever they call it, you know, Pragya or what they call it. And those are the mode of transportation that goes to Afiam and Katapo, you know, those kind of areas. And they were in a queue, just like the Okada riders were in a queue. We're two and now we are back in rule, so I now walking and you are in a queue. That is how life is, interestingly. You know, we are having a nice life, we are working, doing business and making money, making a name and making some kind of notoriety for ourselves. But the truth is that you delight, we are in a queue. That didn't shock me. I mean, Kodas dead. He's a great man. He's a believer. He has prayed. You know, he's composed a lot of songs. You know, Nyame Somaye and Sempi. You know, Momentu Hosanna. Many powerful songs he has given to the body of Christ. But what shocked me is the reaction of the body of Christ. Hypocrites! People who have never posted Koda on his numerous 45 times of birthdays, they never said happy birthday Koda. In the king, I'm telling you things that works in the kingdom of men. People wicked enough, they never said happy birthday, but they can say rest in peace. You are wicked. You are a very wicked person. When I could see, you know, interestingly, gospel musician from that fraternity of ministry and saying, champ, legend, really? You did the same thing to Kwabena Dumo. You said that he was a champion of the game. But when he was alive, the same people hated and resented him. And so one look at the interesting reaction of the body of Christ, and it shocks me. Seriously, it shocks me. The words that they are using, you were the champion of our time, the legend of our moment. You were the top of your game. You commanded the sphere. The industry can never be the same again without you. Really? Really? You are just like Ghana. The most hypocritical nation on the whole world, on the whole earth. When you are here, they don't talk good about you. When President Mills was alive, you talked nonsense against your own president to the point that your president was depressed. I'm telling you, your president died from discouragement. And then they turn back and compose songs, and then songs for him. Nonsense. Stop your nonsense. Stop your nonsense. It's to the point that we can go and print wax prints and put his name on it and say, Sasa. You people can go ahead. Somebody that is frail, you don't even appreciate the sacrifice. The man is sick and still performing his duties as a president. And you don't appreciate it. He dies and you come talking nonsense. You are wicked people. I'm talking to this church, to every church. You are wicked people. You have no conscience. And this is what works in the kingdom of man. When I look at the way now you can be able to go and build a mausoleum in the name of Nkrumah. Ghana, you build a mausoleum in the name of Nkrumah. And you are here that you are honoring Nkrumah. Why need to Nkrumah? Who ousted Nkrumah? Who removed him from power? You are a sick people. You are a sick people. The same people that took a man out of power, they return and then they can create Nkrumah's day as a holy day. But let me tell you, this president, Osagyefo, he died of depression. The people he worked for, he died. He killed himself for. Were the same people who said, I mean, when Nkrumah looked at those pictures from the Daily Graphic, his statues being broken down and everything being wiped off, wherever his name is, they remove it and threw it away. He sat in Guinea and said that there is no reason to be alive. Guinea can receive your president and make him a president. The only nation on earth that had two leaders is Guinea. Guinea could receive Nkrumah. So Nkrumah died as a president of a different nation. hypocrite. You were the people that Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter number 23 and verse number, as a matter of fact, when he got to verse number 13, he made a submission before he went to verse 26. He said, but woe unto you Pharisees and scribes, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of God against men. For you are not going into the kingdom either, but you are not allowing people to go into it. When I look at the hypocrisy of Ghanaian pastors and leaders and all stuff like that, when a person is gifted in a church, instead of us to embrace that gift and encourage the person, guide the person, if he is wrong, he, she is wrong, correct, rebuke him, bring him into alignment, we will rather persecute the person to the point and push the person out of the church. Then, when the person starts his own thing and is making mistakes, we call the person fake and occultist. You are senseless and conscienceless. Because it is not you God is working with, that is what happens. Then in verse number 26, the Bible makes a submission in the word of the Lord. He said, blind Pharisees, he said, cleanse first that which is with. Go to verse number 25. Let me begin from there. He said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you make clean outside of the cup, of the platter, but within is full of extortion and excess. In another version of this particular verse of scripture, he says, how terrible for you, you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites, you clean the outside of the cup and the plate, and while the inside of it, while inside is full of what you have gotten by violence and selfishness. He goes in the 26th verse and says, he said, blind Pharisees, clean what is inside the cup first, then the outside will be made clean too. We are like go to the next verse. Interestingly, he said, how terrible for you hypocrites, you are like whitewashed graves, which look fine outside, but inside is full of dead men bones and decaying corpses in the inside. People who have never bought Kode song, never. When CDs and cassettes were around, they never bought one to support the man. They post his picture when he is dead. You are wicked. You are wicked. And the man is dead. You post a picture to celebrate him. You are very wicked. You celebrate death. You are interested of death. You rejoice when people die. This is what you celebrate. What a very weak and a flawed kind of faith and Christianity. I stand here and I'm speaking to a conscienceless nation, a nation without a conscience. That is what we are. A nation without a conscience. Very interesting. Let me celebrate His Majesty. Say to the second. For his 25th anniversary of his coronation or installment to the Golden Stool. Last week there was a whole celebration. I thank God. As part of the celebration, His Majesty outdoors an 8,000 seater capacity auditorium, a place of events in the Kumasi place or region, 8,000 capacity. In other words, that becomes the biggest public outfit in this nation. If you are looking for the biggest auditorium in this country, it is the Oil Dome, 20,000 capacity. If you are looking for churches like the Perez Dome, 8,500 to 9,000 capacity. If you are looking for nice churches You can find a lot of them, but if you are looking for a space for public use, like the National Theater, like the National Theater feels like 3,500 to 4,000 people. The Conference Center feels almost like close to 5,000 people. But this auditorium sitting in Kumasi, it fills 8,000 with different outlets of halls and all that kind of thing. And this is built by a king or a chief. Do you think that if Osei Tutu II had the opportunity to build roads, even if I have the money to build a road in my hometown, I need permission from government? Do you think that if this king or chief had the capacity, or the chief has the capacity to be able to build roads and all that, if a man can build this within just a short time, didn't make any noise about it, didn't talk about it, the only thing we heard, it is the outdoor and dedication of it, did not talk about it, they did not build a big pit and hole, you know, and gave architects $7 million and consultant $18 million. They did not disgrace themselves. The king or the chief did not disgrace himself. And you know what? We will not talk about it. We will not. This is the kingdom of men. They will never talk about it. Let the person die, and we will make history and talk about King Takitewia was one of the greatest kings of the God people. And in our history, yeah, the king of wine, they could see him. Yeah, Yasantua the second was the first. He's an amazing whatever and a courageous woman. But when the person was alive, they will not say anything. Look at how we treat even prophets. If something is going to happen and a person prophesies, they say, why have you prophesied? If nobody prophesied and the thing happens, they said, so nobody saw it. So what do you want us to do? Conscience-led mad people, what do you want us to do? Obi wu revelation a case. Obi wu revelation enunsu a case. You are a very mad nation. I stand here and I'm calling a nation to repentance. Christianity is not dressing and coming to church, singing hymns and quoting scriptures. There are people in our houses and in our families who are hungry. Hey, I'm telling you, if you are looking for what some of the most wealthiest entities is church in this country. Churches! Some churches have billions of dollars in the bank and their members are languishing in poverty. They cannot even say, let's start a business startup for these churches. Chikakra, chikakra, start a business. When the person dies, we put on clerical suits and the money is sitting in the bank. Oh, I'm on somewhere, Jai. I don't care about, you know. We are not chumdodo. Papa, let me tell you. There are churches with billions and their members are dying from kidney failure, liver failure. Pain are in the hearts of church members. Pain because of our hypocrisy. A church can have $10 million. $20 million. A church in Ghana can have $1 billion and their members are paupers. And your question is, where did that money come from? Same members. The same members brought that money, accumulated over time. And we are here, hallelujah, hallelujah, and our people are dying from common operations. They don't have money to pay for. Sometimes people walk here and I say, I need help. And I say, but I have not even finished helping my people. Where do you fellowship? And they will mention a big church. And I ask, have you spoken to your pastor? The person will say, many times. And then when you are dead, we put on a nice cassock. Any jibena sadano beye inu ya be inu we ni papa pa wenyame we shira no heaven ho we do ho dada wunti unipa no wo hell wunni ma me kachiri. When people die of bitterness, they go to hell. When people die of pain, they go to hell. When people die of offenses, they go to hell. Yeah, they go to hell, and you are on your way to hell. Hypocrites. And people are hungry. People are hungry. What are we doing about it? No, what are we doing about it? Let me talk to you one day. Maybe we should set up one day and say, let's visit ourselves. Let's visit each other. You will be shocked where some people live. There are people seated here. They don't even have a road going to their house. There is a quango. If they have a car can't go to where they live. And you know the same church members contribute money and we buy big cars, we live in big houses, we fly business class and first class, and we are not even kind to say, hello, good morning, how are you doing? Hello, good morning. You are too proud and too big to say hello to church member. You are on your way to hell. You are going to hell. Let me say to Cordes' wife, sweetheart, your husband has served his generation. There is nobody who can say that your husband didn't make an impact. Life is a race and your husband has finished his race. Should he be given another chance to come back, he will not. Because nobody sees the glorious kingdom and city and wants to come back. And so you and the children, I declare, God will take care of you. So believe in all that he sang about, and that is inheritance enough. The Lord bless you and the family. We appreciate you. Sometimes, all that people need is hello. And I will continue to say, look at people like my father, Steve Mensah, Stanley Mensah. They feed the paralyzed, the blind, the lame. They buy wheelchairs for the people who cannot be cured by prayer. They give them things like mattresses. When people like Bishop that goes to places, it's not just hallelujah. They take doctors along, medication. Because the gospel is not only about shouting and sweating. Yeah, when people are hungry, we feed them. Let me use the opportunity to, don't you think that sometimes even our brothers and our brothers Muslims and even sometimes idol worshippers can exhibit some love that when you think about and compare it to our hypocrisy in church, you realize that even these people don't pray in tongues, but they are loving people. Loving people. And one of our brothers made some noise, and you know, our brothers Muslims went, you know, to destroy church property and all that. His Eminence, the National Chief Imam, just issued only one word: stop it. Instantly, it was stopped. Is that not love? pastor no bi abedidi na temanka ye be ka kire members ne se munkike bi njiro. The national chief imam says stop it, and immediately he stopped it. When we go to Fadama the last time, December, when we went there, and I said, we've been here 4 times in 4 years. I think that it's time we come to say hello to the old man and declare blessings and receive his blessings. A man is 105 years. 105. You don't talk nonsense about somebody like that. If you want to be blessed, I don't care what your faith is. Somebody lives 27 will be 25 will be. A man is 105 years. If this is not the message of God, I don't know what this one is. So today, sit down and let the word of God be a mirror, and let our hypocrisy leave us. Repent from dead works. Dead works. If we keep money in the bank and people die of pain and poverty, what sense is it when we gather at their funeral? Maybe rather let us take care of them and let them leave. If they die and we don't even show up, we have done our bit. We have done our bit. Don't be deceived or fooled. Not everybody seated here nicely dressed is doing fine. No. Ata de da dan wa to so spray mu no dia betina. Tiriam no kika. I started my message at a crusade yesterday. I said, she was supini ha neti ya sem no. Go mu amwa e obi anywa. Ne hoto no. Mede asumdwe asem na aba, mede nsempa na aba. Obi anywa ne hoto no. Obi aye hye. Otra obi be peki wa robo. Dem ha kra obi aye hye. Yeah. Thank God. This is why I keep telling government, don't come and talk big English and all this, because nipa bu afu. Me, I'm telling you, if President Akufo-Addo jaw brutal, it is, you know, I'm telling you, don't, stop the big English. Pray for Mboko. Go fire, she's serious. Jai. Amount for Jalai brutal. Now, my I'm going to train 7 December. Why don't you go to marketplaces and give them startups? When you pay the mea, at the end we bet me a can you. What can I know at home? But come dini pa was a children. I'm talking to you. And let's leave these people, because he has a point. Let's talk about the church. Instead of enriching banks, investment companies, let's invest in our people. The people who made that money in the bank. Let's give them money. See, this is why when we are doing this, I don't want the cameras to see it. Forest in Bible, because you hear chase canoe, then person will be here. Dum camera no. Je fakoye juma. Je fakoye juma. We are juma ben. Osimenye juma miniska. Dia na peso ye. Obo ya je fakoye juma. Sikanu a ya je wo forest and paibo kesi eno. Eno ni ye chiche. Je. Moana modebari. Je. Moana mudiska me ba. Ya deba ma bank for akoye investment in all kinds of crazy alcohol investment, tobacco investment, you know. Give it to church people. Ubi fango kwadun katiye garini a sichiri mumfango ye juma mumfango anye pia womubenya kakrabe bwa for the stand to your feet, yeah pong. Obitimi yare defie. Ohia moa. Nobody will show up. I sent a team to one of our members whose leg have been amputated. I sent them twice. They went first. Go and see what the situation is and come and report back. They went and then they came back and said, it's a sad situation. Then I said, now let's prepare ourselves and go. So we prepared ourselves. Fix him shopping. And Yanni Obedi, a channel now to me, you may view. The way I was see it, Timmy then a talk as a for no. Young mama so, Bosumi be as a see a copenic. That's church. No, that is church. Who be bound to me to your school fees, church must be able to support. When we pay, you know, a dying car, church was, the lady called and said, you know, here to me. I'm so was saying, send me 500. It's okay. Let's see how it will go. One check in a shenan, sir. Ukita check in a nanny's Uber. This I'm saying, 3,000. Only 3,000 is Uber. Sir? People are bleeding. People are bleeding. Sometimes when you call people, come to church and they don't come, it's not because they don't want to come. When the day is not there, you can't force it to be there. Your two hands are on your heart. The Bible said in Acts chapter 6, in the early church, they sold their properties and brought it to the feet of the apostles. And they distributed it for everybody. That is church. Chiskano. That was the early church. And the money doesn't go back to anybody. I think that we have made some grave errors. And to be able to make an impact as a church, we need to sit back and think. Seriously. When Kwame Eugene was singing in church, you didn't support him. He jumped into the world and the world embraced him. Yeah. Now he's a celebrated musician. And the church would turn back and say, he was one of ours. You've lost touch with reality. That's what I dream of. You've lost touch with reality. When Ofuriam Ponsan needed Bible school fees and went to his church, they said no. But when he went to a worldly musician, he gave him money for 3 years. What is wrong with that? Why won't he follow that person? I went to Nkoko to visit my family. As a matter of fact, I went to Nkwetia, but whilst I was descending the cliff, the mountain, I decided to pass by Nkoko and say hello to my big sister. I went to their house, and they were not there. It was a Saturday. I went to another sister's house, a younger one. She was also not there. I said, why? So I asked around, Nipe Wufio, where are my sisters? They've gone to church. I said, but today is Saturday. And they said, yes, they go to SDA. I said, ah, is that Muko SDA that way? And then I went to the church. I drove to the church. And I went to the SDA church at Nkoko near the Holy Family Hospital. And then they came out of the church to see me. They were so happy. Then I said, sister, Muko any SDA that way? I said, hey, bro! Who bought SDA Dean Papa and Abonim and Iber Brewoso? Me pet down SDA for the man, maybe. She can get to the SDA for Nashimiga. It's SDA, dear! And for Muniagro, bra, she ain't one more SDA for Dean Bonnet. The church has made an impact on my sister. Yeah. The church has made an impact on my sister. It's not just Alabashaya. Kolebasulia. No. No. And yes, Ulia Keke. Come on, Yabuano. As church, as Christianity, as godliness. I'm a son panese. Ubikohe nyesiani nyankane mobrofuo. Na wakim on free don to die fine boneho. A two hands on your heart. We want to tell the Lord, I am number one. Heal us from hypocrisy. Sayaya dear, every nyahatromoho. Heal us in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, let us pray. He is coming again. His reward is with him to give unto every man according to their word. Heal us from hypocrisy. Heal us from hypocrisy. Heal us from hypocrisy. Heal us. Heal us. Creating us a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit within us. Cast us from your presence. Take not your spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation. Renew an excellent spirit within us. It was in Antioquia that the believers were first called Christians. It was not just a name. It was virtue. It was exemplary. It was virtue. It was exemplary. Hallelujah. Put your right hand on your heart. We want to pray for our country. And I read that report of the National Scholarship Scheme. Scholarship that is meant for poor people's children. Bright students who cannot pay to study in Harvard, in Cornell, in Cambridge, in Oxford, in Yale. They can go University of Ghana, University of Nkwetia. Who cannot pay? This scholarship is meant for them. Rich politicians go and put their name there and remove the poor people out of scholarship scheme. And this morning they are in church making recitations. Hey, onyame, obedome mwa kosi se mo bedane ndome. I'm telling you. Obia scholarship no GBA. Yeah, you are not part of the criteria. Ubesuache. 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 Mobroni ya money krono. Don't rob the poor because he is poor. And momo broni kron. And you people have taken over scholarship. You are flying here, flying there. And poor people are languishing in poverty. And when nyamo so a div one or more shamon come, ya maybe shiramo, ya maybe mamo second term, ya maybe the obeba power, ya maybe when ya div one na mo drama and kank. Girls are motor cars and a diamond. You are not seeing that. God will judge you. God, he will judge you. If God does not judge Ghana, the Lord should open the gates free for Sodom and Gomorrah to enter. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland, I pledge myself our heritage won for us. To uphold and defend the good name of Ghana. So help me God. Stretch your hands on Ghana's flag on the altar. And I want you to pray for this country. We are asking God's favor and faithfulness. May the Lord heal our land as we rend our hearts. May the Lord forgive us. May the Lord forgive all the innocent blood that have stained the flag, including the blood of Captain Muhammad, the judges and the generals. Yeah. Innocent blood. Innocent people that die from things they did not commit. In Zawan prisons, innocent people who died from petty party politicking and vindictiveness. Before I pray, let me sign off with Siesieme. On crown crown, siesieme. Maminya. Abura ube to me. Oh, hini maminya, maminya bura, ube to me as a muzo, ama wana suko. Siesieme minya mi, siesieme, siesieme. Mamiya, mamiya bura ube to me as a muzo ama. Ohini mamiya bura, ube to me as a muzo. You don't know the Lord, say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I receive you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Father, I pray for everyone who prayed that prayer. Let your goodness be their portion. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Are you clapping? W3 Service, thank you for watching, listening. We are grateful. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service. Sir, madam, a Bible study is non-denominational. It's going to happen, God willing, on Tuesday. First in Bible Kesia is on Wednesday. I want to thank God for all of you and appreciate God for your lives. Let me use the opportunity to thank God for people who have become exemplary. I looked at their Christianity and I said, these are Christians. I can never talk about people like that without mentioning Mama Christy Dotet. Her life is an example to me every day. And look, and yet people do not appreciate. I saw a little video of a young man talking about pastors and their sacrifice. Sometimes you can have a man of God starting his day with a funeral service, an engagement, a wedding in the afternoon, dedicating a house in the afternoon, and somebody is having their 50th birthday. By the time it's almost 6 in the evening, he said, no, I still have to go. And he will run into that 50th birthday celebration. And by the time he gets there, the person celebrating 50th birthday is angry. Pastor, why didn't you come at 2 when we started and you are here at 6? We do not even appreciate the man's sacrifice. And this is why so many churches are killing their own pastors. Stress, strokes, heart diseases, They are doing way too much. They can't do it because everybody wants pastor to appear at their meeting. I saw Bishop Bob Hoxton collapse in church. And I saw a South African bishop died in church. Come on, people. Come on. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord will make us be each other's keeper. Let's watch over ourselves and live at least a little longer. And you will need none here. May the Lord bless your week, make your week fruitful, send you helpers and help. May the Lord set a table before you in the presence of your adversaries. May you never lack any good thing. In Jesus' precious name. You want to join us for our offerings? 059-229-6667. That's 059-229-6667. The Lord bless you. My name is Kofi Odrua. Alabaster International Ministry is the ministry that brought you this live broadcast service. See you in the next service, and you can fellowship with us in any of our branches that is close by you. In Jesus' precious name, remain favored and remain blessed. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, the breakthroughs become automatic. See you in the next service. In other words, be alert. Be vigilant. Don't play too much. Don't lose consciousness of yourself. Do not forget the time in which you are living. Don't miss that. Be careful. Watch. Be on alert. Be on your guard. Don't sleep. Watch ye therefore and pray always. Watch. This is not the time for so many things, including having fun. Watch. The devil, your adversary, is walking and roaring like a lion, and he's seeking to devour. Watch! Be on the alert. You are like a passenger in a plane where there are so many snakes on board. Watch! You better watch. Focus. Watch. Set your priorities right. He was drawing our attention that we walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the times, for the days in which we live are evil days. Don't sweetie, never think we are in normal days. These days are not normal. Watch.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odrua. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.